T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You'll get your chance.
It makes
suck
sense.
It, up.
It makes sense that it went down that way then, because we all sort of marveled. I know you weren't on that day, but you got to react to it on Nick's show. Congratulations on all your success. But one of the things I kind of gave Omar Khan credit for right after, when I was going on with Harry Callis the following day when they acquired Fields, was wow, how quickly and how light on his feet.
Did Callis just interview you like he was? He tried Mike to get Wallace from 60 Minutes.
I got the distinct sense Craig wanted me to carry the mail there for how many ever minutes I was on, and Callis was looking for an instant reaction. So he was trying to get a word in, but I did like a 5-minute answer. Then he said like one thing, and then I went 2.5 more minutes.
Callis was anchoring coverage for us like he was Norm O'Donnell that night.
He was like,
night.
This is Nicholas Harry Callis. The Steelers have made another blockbuster. No,
he was
but
doing 2.5-minute headlines.
Well, he's moved up from that. No, I mean, I gave them credit. I said they had this thing ready, like pretty much ready to go. They were light on their feet, but it's obvious that even though the Pickett move happened first, they knew they were getting Fields at that point, you would think. Or the risk of losing Fields after you trade Pickett was so infinitesimal that they were willing to take it anyway.
Let's just make it as black and white for people so they understand it. The Steelers think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett.
Correct.
And that's why
they were willing to do it.
That's why they traded Kenny.
They were willing to, they've made it clear throughout, the Steelers have, that he wanted to be traded. They acquiesced to his request because they felt like somebody better was available for a price that was right.
So I actually think now, if the Steelers thought they could get Fields for a 6th-round pick, if Kenny had played this quietly and was cool about it and was fine with Russell Wilson and everything else, I still think they shop him and look for a trade partner. Because Tomlin loves Fields. And I think he knows he can win with Kenny. He's won 14 games and lost 10. Like, he knows he can win games with Kenny, but that's not how
he knows
he wants
how hard
to
it is. He knows how hard it is to win, no matter how much we've talked about. He wants to win with defense and prove you can do it that way. I think the last 2 seasons were an object lesson to him in how difficult it is to win when you're working with zero margin for error on offense.
When Tomlin was dealing with the end of the Roethlisberger era and he couldn't help himself, he couldn't even pretend in press conferences like he wasn't obsessed with quarterback mobility. And sometimes it would even come out in strange ways where he would laugh at Ben and how he was just confined to the pocket because of his elderly football age and not being able to do that stuff anymore, and would say it in a way that almost sometimes kind of sounded like a shot at Ben. It was because this man believes that if you are going to win with a quarterback in this day and age, he needs to be able to make a ton of plays on the run. And I think he looks at Fields and says, hey, you try to win your division, you try to be the best team in the division, they've got a 2-time MVP that plays that way in Baltimore, and I've got my guy to play that way too. And Kenny was, to me, collateral damage, I think would be the term. Like, he lost in that. If you brought this up on the air, if Fields isn't available, Tomlin is getting his ass on a plane down to Florida where Kenny's training, and he's trying to smooth things over and work things out with him after the Russell Wilson signing.
And
the Seattle issue, and him even going to his agent and then going to the Steelers and asking for a trade.
They try to make it water under the bridge.
Exactly.
Like, let's keep this in-house. We still like you, but I use that meme. I still think it's the best meme here.
It's Mike Tomlin. There's the girl that's Kenny Pickett holding on to him. What is he doing? His gaze is following Justin Fields walking in the other direction. You know, it's one other thing I wanted to make sure I didn't forget to bring up today. I wonder just in general when it came to Kenny, not even in the, through the prism of Fields, because we know this happened with Wilson. You know how we know that Wilson told of being recruited by Watt and Hayward and Minka and like what that probably meant to Kenny once, you know, if he was aware that was happening. Do you wonder if those guys went to Mike in the offseason too? You know, I'm sure he has a good relationship with all three of them. Very good, especially Minka, I feel like, who I think he might like the most football-wise and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's reasonable that if those guys were lobbying Wilson to come here, that they were quietly telling Mike, or maybe not so quietly telling Mike, what we have, we don't think we can win with at quarterback? Like, we have to upgrade. I know, like, they could have even said, we know you like him. We like him as a person. We know he works hard, but it's not good enough.
We know that's true of Hayward and Watt because of the way Hayward's reacted to this on social media and what he has said on his podcast.
I don't think and Minka Watt, probably is far behind. Do you?
He's all about winning. He doesn't care if you're a great guy or an a-hole. He just wants to win. That's my impression of him. Watt said as much at that award ceremony. I don't know what award he was getting in Kansas City over the weekend.
NFL 101 or whatever award for Defensive Player of the Year. I have no idea.
Who's the NFL 101?
No, it's not the NFL 101. It's the 101 award.
Who's 101?
Great question. You want me to look it up?
101 matters enough where he put a black tie on and went to this event, and I saw Patrick Mahomes was there too.
The 101 awards, the Committee of 101, Kansas City Salute to Professional Football. So it is a Kansas City-centric award.
And he went out there for it.
Yeah. Did not go out for the, or did not stay in the theater for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, though.
Here's what he said at the 101 award event about the Steelers quarterbacks.
I'm excited for both of them. It's going to be a lot of new faces, to be able to have some big-time new faces, some guys that have played at a high level, especially Russ, a guy who's won a Super Bowl in the locker room. I'm just hoping that I can learn something from those guys and hopefully show them how things are done in Pittsburgh as well. But what we've been doing, I haven't won a playoff game since my whole career there, so I'm open to any type of information where we can continue to get better, and hopefully those guys can help us do that.
I haven't won a playoff game.
Who's the guy in the background there?
I have no idea.
He sounded kind of like Berman at the very end, if you're not
That's
yourself.
What I thought. The voice sounded just like Berman.
Yeah, it's
talking
like Chris
about
Berman.
Be yourself.
You know, in his case, that was sweating a lot and wearing Hawaiian shirts off the air.
Myself is to come up with you, Barry back, U.S. Back, savings back, back, bonds.
Back, 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 back.
Eric, what's the Eric Bieniemy one?
Sleeping
Eric
with Bieniemy.
With Bieniemy.
Yep.
Joseph live and let it die.
How about Andre Bad Moon Rising?
I like that one a lot. Yep. That was a great one. Did he have like a Webster Slaughter one? How did he not have a Webster Sergeant Slaughter? Webster Slaughterhouse 5.
Berman's an Ivy League guy. He probably looks down on professional wrestling.
Wait, where did he actually go?
Brown.
Now, what's considered the least of the Ivies? Cornell?
Dartmouth?
No, I think Dartmouth's up there, man. I thought Cornell was always considered the least Ivy of the Ivies.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Princeton, and Penn, I would say, are the top four. Right? Would you agree with
Brown,
that?
Yeah, Brown, because it's on the East Coast, Rhode Island.
Who cares about where it's
Columbia,
located?
Well, Columbia's up there, too.
Yeah, Columbia would be like 4 or 5.
Okay, then you've got Brown and Dartmouth. But here, I think Cornell is so far removed. They're like the Fugazi Ivy League school trying to muscle their way in.
I think Brown, Dartmouth, and Cornell are coming up the rear.
But I think Cornell's proximity relative to the rest of them means it's kind of like the redheaded stepchild
here. Penn's not close to Dartmouth or Brown.
But it's close to Columbia. It's close to Harvard.
Yeah.
It's close. Oh, not close to Harvard, I should say. It's close to Princeton.
I mean, I got into Cornell and I got into Columbia and I didn't go there.
Well, congratulations on all your success. So you got into a top 4 or 5-ish Ivy.
Could not have gotten into the big three, though.
How about Harvard on
Princeton,
the lawn?
Princeton, Yale, and Harvard. What's that?
How about Harvard on the lawn?
Isn't that where Kabali went?
California University of Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So we don't have Mark Caballi on the line, but he was nice enough from down in Orlando to send back what Omar Khan just said to insiders like Mark moments ago. Let's listen in and we'll give our 2 cents. Hold on. It would be nice if I actually turned my computer on. All right. Take two.
Well, he did block up a pulley again the other day.
All right, you go too? About 15 minutes. So.
You go to Animal Kingdom too?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's a little longer for the walks. It's
yeah, for sure. You get your steps in for sure.
I need to skip through here.
Right, no, this is riveting.
15 minutes, so let's go.
What you got today?
Today, you know, we've been in meetings all day. And some more meetings here as soon as I finish up here and see where it all ends up.
You sign anybody?
I wouldn't say we signed anyone. We agreed to terms with Quez Watkins, as you guys know, that's out there. I can tell you we agreed to terms with defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He's a free agent for the Vikings. And also quarterback Kyle Allen, free agent from the Bills. You know, we're still working. We got some roster spots open. We're going to keep plugging away.
Omar, a month ago, at the Combine, you had one vision of what your quarterback room was going to be, and now, of course, it's completely different. How did that evolve? Did you feel your quarterback room is better now than it was before?
Yeah, you're referring to when we spoke at the Combine?
Right.
Yeah, I obviously some things transpired. I feel good about where the room is at. Feel good about 2024 with the quarterbacks we got. I think things changed from when we were in Indy to when we were here. You know, some things happened and probably didn't anticipate the way things would go, but, you know, excited about where we are.
It's just so funny to me that these insiders now, like Jerry, they asked Khan at the Combine about Wilson and Fields. And
through they were giggling. Jerry was openly laughing.
Oh, you're going to go out there and get Kirk Cousins or Justin Fields? But Khan gave a straight answer on it.
We noted that. We said Khan gave a very serious answer. I think that was the one where he said, it's my job to look at all possible avenues to improve like the Steelers roster at any position. They all treated it like a big joke. And now it's somber, serious tones because it literally all happened.
Well, because I think they just assumed that the Steelers were going to do what they always do and be loyal and committed to Kenny and try to get Mason Rudolph back. But also, they won't give up a high draft pick for Justin Fields. They won't spend all kinds of money on Russell Wilson, not knowing that Wilson was just going to pick a team that he could start with because of all the money the Broncos owe him. And then Fields, the bottom fell out on his trade value to a 6th-round pick. And we've known all along how Tomlin just has a fixation on the guy, going back to when he saw him at Ohio State's pro day.
So you think that Tomlin liked Fields so much that one way or another, even if Kenny had played the quiet, I'm going to compete for the job, I'm going to do everything you want me to do, they would have found a way to get Fields.
When he became available for a 6th-round pick,
that's
yes.
That's my point. Where do you think their pain tolerance was for a draft pick they would have had to have given up to actually get it to the point where it became a reality?
I think they would have given up as much as the pick they got back from Kenny in the
98th pick.
In the Eagles trade, or gave up their pick because they get Phillies, like their pick in that round. So their 4th or – do they have their 4th, Donnie?
They still have a 4th, I thought.
Well, yeah, they had back-to-back.
They had 119 and 120.
Yeah, so
you think they would have – so that 20-ish to 25 pick range was where their sweet spot was.
Yeah. I still think that. Tomlin gets what he wants for the most part in their organization, and he's made no bones, at least to people around him, about his belief in Fields' upside.
Omar, when we talked to you there, you said you had full faith in Kenny Pickett. What kind of changed? Was it a loss of faith or just circumstances?
No. Nothing's changed. I still have a lot of faith in Kenny. Kenny's a good football player, a good quarterback. I think he's got a big future in the NFL still. Things just kind of evolved. I couldn't have really foreseen that things would go the way they did at the time, but I do have a lot of respect for Kenny, and I think he's a good football player and he's got a good future.
Well, hold on. I think he respects him because I do think that they felt like he worked very hard to try to be great, but I sense a lot of diplomacy in he's got a great future still in the NFL. I think you can respect somebody and think deep down they're not cut out to be great in this, in whatever field it is. There are people that have come through these doors and worked in this building and worked for this station that I thought worked their tails off, but I wasn't sure maybe we're going to make it to the top of the mountain.
You can like someone and think they're going to do well, but you can like the players that you went out and picked up in the offseason more.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Right, so
Omar was just very quick to stress, I didn't lose faith in him, et cetera.
But that's why I'm saying, like, their decision-making at quarterback, I believe, was more pro the Russell Wilson contract and pro the cost to acquire Fields than it was an anti-Kenny Pickett thing. I still think that those guys, some of them believe he'll be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Just not as good as the upside of Fields or the chance that Russell Wilson turns back the clock and plays well again.
So really what we have to cite to all of this as like a, I think mainly the reason that it's even the way it is now for their quarterback room is the Panthers were so horrible that the Bears got the number one overall pick.
Yep.
I mean, that's the real reason.
It is.
Because I'm not even sure if the Bears have the number two pick if they definitively say we're moving on for Fields.
I still think that
anyone not named Caleb Williams.
I still think Russell Wilson's here.
I think Wilson's here, but I think Pickett's still here if the Bears don't get that number one pick.
I would agree.
If it's
with
even
you.
Number two, I don't think.
Because that. I think that they're building around Fields and they're using their own first round pick to draft the wide receiver.
Building around Williams, you mean?
Yeah. No, I'm saying in your scenario.
Oh, yeah, you're saying, yeah, they're using their, yes, correct. They're trying to build the infrastructure around Fields.
They've got Keenan Allen and DJ Moore with Fields.
No, I got you.
They're drafting a center early.
Yeah, they're trying to give him what they feel like they maybe hadn't. They're firing coaches and bringing in, they think, people who are better, et cetera.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Maybe we'll get back to more of the Omar Khan stuff later on in the show, now that Kabali was nice enough to bring it over and include in their conversation in Orlando about going to Animal Kingdom. You been to Animal Kingdom?
That's where Alex and the boys stayed with her family when they went down in December, Animal Kingdom. Lennox, huge fan of the little ride you take through all the animals.
You been?
Yeah, I mean, not for 20 years. I was 8 years old whenever I went to Disney.
We're going to Disneyland in May because my...
Disneyland Land? Or Disney World?
No, in California because my sister lives in Orange
County.
Oh, yeah,
okay, that makes sense.
So
much smaller.
Stella is coming with us on that trip. And I was watching some of the families at the airport in Florida when I left Bradenton.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing how parents navigate air travel with babies. And I did get a little bit concerned because it's not only... That's an hour and a half, two-hour flight. This is going to be much longer, plus time zone change.
She'll be traveling, doing the actual traveling. Stella will be the same as she always is, looking placid and happy at all times.
Why are you nodding your head along with
that? Because that's Dottie's favorite thing. She's just the happiest, calmest baby.
You
she
showed
smiles.
Us the other day her getting pictures with the Easter Bunny.
She loved it.
One of the most terrifying figures in folklore.
Lennox would probably go and turn running the other direction. And there's Stella
and there
just happy as could be.
Stroking his beard.
Straight
his whiskers.
Face. She's staring right back at him.
She like probably the intimidated bunny. The Easter. And it was like a hipster steampunk Easter bunny, too.
It was a Lawrenceville Easter bunny for sure.
It was wearing like a petticoat.
He had an ascot on.
Swing and a fly ball left center field. Hanging up there and to the gap and to the wall. Cut off by Lantigua, just shy of it. Hayes is in to score. Sawinski held at third. It's an RBI double for Henry Davis, and the Pirates tie the game at one.
Game just went final in Bradenton. Do we have a score? Blue Jays and Pirates? I didn't see it.
4-3.
Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won.
Raise it.
We should have just made up a score. It's a spring training game. You could have just said the score was Q to 12. Pirates scored a letter.
Grapefruit League stand, just as an aside, I'm thinking about this now. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what their record is in Grapefruit League play. Was there any correlation last year?
What did,
in spring training, what did the Texas Rangers do in the Cactus League in March?
Spring training
standings. Did they dominate
standings.
And carry that over into the regular season?
2023 spring training standings. Last year's Grapefruit League leaders, St. Louis Cardinals, and they had a bad year.
They finished in last place.
Cactus Leaguers, the L.A. Angels.
Also S.
But not altogether wrong. The Oakland A's were last. Texas, 13-15, so no correlation. And Arizona, they were 16-14 in the Cactus League.
And what's the Pirates' record this year in spring training ball?
12-16.
12-16. But they've hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, can we stop with the they've hit a lot of home runs thing? Does anybody know... Pony, you just went down there for the first time. People understand, right, that these ballparks are like wind tunnels this time of year in Florida. It's not just Lecom Park. Do not get fooled that, like, everybody and their brother is hitting a home run. Most of them are, like, admittedly wind-aided shots or shots that go way further than they would have
because
of wind.
Pretty significant news coming out of Pirates camp today with this Jared Jones story where a guy who's never pitched in the big leagues makes the rotation. And we know that this is something that the Pirates have just never really believed in. They make guys start in the minor leagues, whether it's for the extra year on their contract or the Super 2 status, you name it. It's about thinking long-term, small market baseball practices. This is, it's not what people want. They want Paul Skenes in the rotation day one. But for this regime, and more specifically even this ownership group, they've never done anything like this before, Chris.
Correct.
They gave the job to a guy who earned it with this play in spring. And usually they make the decision based on contracts and things like that. So kudos to the Pirates for giving Jared Jones a start here at the beginning of the year.
Quinn Priester, though.
Quinn Priester. I heard Quinn Priester looks a lot better. But John Wehner told us
he
that.
Did. No, well, that was why I brought his name up and then just kind of put the old ellipses there because I had heard good things. The velocity's up. He looks like a much sharper pitcher, but looks like, according to Mackey, it's going to be Luis Ortiz.
And Skenes is going to start at AAA. That means he's one step away. They're not messing with the Altoona thing. I like that.
Nor should they.
Give him
two or three starts
and let's go. Luis Ortiz is starting the year in the rotation. Something tells me Luis Ortiz
Rent
ain't
going to
be long for that job.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's, well, you think that would be why Priester is in AAA? Because they figure Ortiz is almost just a placeholder for any, you know, multiple pitchers? I think in Priester's case, it's still they want to see him polish it up more, but.
Yeah, he was awful here last year,
he
Chris.
Was not. Pony, I'm well aware. I watched him too. Remember we went 9-up and 9-down to start his pro career?
Yes. So the way that they sent out the position players on the graphic, the Pirates gave you opening day roster.
Yep.
They did it in a way where they told you how their opening day lineup is going to be built. Davis at catcher, McCutchen at DH, mm-hmm. Tellez at first, mm-hmm. Triolo at second, mm-hmm. Cruz at short, Hayes at third, Reynolds in right, Sawinski in left, Taylor in center. Thoughts?
I do think the lineup has potential to be pretty good.
Really?
I'm banking on three things there. Davis hitting really well, because that, frankly, is the only way he stays as the catcher with any regularity. Hayes having turned some sort of corner. We now know he's going to work with John Nunnally privately, and he, I think, cited Nunnally's work as a big reason why he was able to produce. Cruz just getting back healthy. And being Cruz, and then Reynolds. I like about half of their lineup, and then I think the other half might hit enough balls over the fence to compensate for whatever, like Sawinski, whatever deficiencies they might have in other realms. I don't think it's a terrible Pirates lineup. When we had John Wehner on, John Wehner knows more about baseball than me. He's forgotten more than I'll know, and he says he thinks it's got a potential to be the best lineup of Shelton's tenure.
I like young question marks more than I like guys that we don't, they've got a roster hole or they've got a lineup void or something and we don't know how it's going to get filled. When you're asking someone that's a high draft pick or a high prospect to be the question mark that fills that spot,
better than a retread.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, like Jones in the rotation, that's good. Davis at catcher, Cruz at short. You know, when you're doing it that way, first base I'm a little bit iffy on. Tellez is trying to bounce back from an off year. Guys like Marco Gonzalez and Perez in their rotation, same thing. So I think like when you have that going on, you're not going to hit on all of them. Maybe you go 50-50 with some of your question mark spots on your team. And I think that equates to a club that's probably somewhere close to 500.
I have far more questions, though, about their pitching. Like, I think their lineup has the potential to be a lineup of a baseball team that's over 500. Their pitching staff.
You think they got enough power to do that?
Davis is a big wild card for me in that respect. Like, is Davis a guy who hits for pretty good average and is a doubles hitter and hits like 18 to 20 home runs, or does Henry Davis sniff around 30 home runs? It seems to me like he's probably closer to the former than the latter, but I honestly don't know. I saw the guy hit two mammoth shots in a game in Anaheim last year.
They need Cruz to look like a superstar this year.
30-30.
And be the anchor of the offense.
They need Hayes to hit about 20 home runs, which it actually looks like he's capable of if he's in the right headspace. That I think he actually has the potential to transform how they look as an offense more than any other player. I mean Hayes. Because like everybody sort of has an idea of what a really good O'Neill Cruz season would look like. Do we really know what a full 162 or what how many ever he plays, 150 games of Key Brian Hayes looking good would be offensively? Because to me it would be like a guy who...
I haven't given up any hope of that until the second half of last season happened when he really turned it on.
He tore it up. So I think that guy, if he's good the whole season offensively, it gives you like maybe 285, 290 and hits the ball over the fence and can actually be a run producer.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Breaking news, the Steelers have signed a wide receiver. Who is it and what will he do? We'll tell you about that coming up after a quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PMT. Mulsey.
Thank you, Pony. Shorky Mitsubishi is what I want to talk to you about right now. I like people getting things that fit them, right? Like, whether it's, you know, you find a pair of shoes you like, these jeans, this shirt, you want something that fits. Well, how about you get the Mitsu that fits you from Shorky Mitsubishi and take advantage in the process of their incredible spring savings? They've got new 7-passenger Outlanders, same thing I'm driving right now, available.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.